T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Lights, camera, action. It's 7:09 at KDKA. A Friday morning, Larry Richard has the morning off. John Shumway with you as we cruise into the Memorial Day weekend and another blockbuster hits the theaters. We're joined on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh newsline by John Mowat, our man at the movies. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, John.
So, can it be said that this is the summer of the superheroes? Because it sure feels that way.
I tell you what, John, the box office is having a terrific year. Already in April, they've set the record for the biggest April ever. And obviously, when you have movies like The Avengers coming out and setting records, and then last week we had Deadpool 2, again, set records, brings us to the Memorial Day weekend, and we've got a Star Wars movie coming out. So this is really a time when these major blockbuster movies are taking over the theaters, and people are rushing to the theaters in droves to watch them.
In the theaters today, Solo, A Star Wars Story.
I'm going to be a pilot. Best in the galaxy.
Heard about a job. Big shot gangster putting together a crew.
Who are these guys?
Han Solo. Lando Calrissian.
Whoa, is that a Wookiee?
If you come with us, you're in this life for good.
You in?
Not just.
Solo, A Star Wars Story.
Oh, yeah. And John, you know, when Rogue One came out, I thought, how is this going to work? Because it's not part of the continuing Star Wars story, if you will. But this is kind of almost a side story. But Rogue One was so doggone good. You know, you really look forward to these now. So what are we going to get from Solo?
You're exactly right, John. This is Solo, A Star Wars Story, rated PG-13. And what it does is, you're right, it doesn't follow that linear trajectory that the Star Wars movies have. This is, it's almost a new term, John. They call it a sidequel, like the movie that you mentioned, Rogue One. It wasn't in line with all the rest of the Star Wars movies, but it was a Star Wars movie that did some explaining, that had some development to it, and that's what this is. This is about Han Solo. Now, one of our favorite characters in the Star Wars movies was Harrison Ford's Han Solo. So this goes in an attempt to give you the backstory on him. Now, when we met him, John, can you believe it was over 40 years ago?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
When we first met Han Solo in the bar scene. But this makes an attempt to give you that backstory. Now, what we remember is that swashbuckling, cocky Harrison Ford character. This character shows that development. He's a young kid, and he wants to fly. And John, this movie almost reminded me of almost like a space western.
Oh, really?
They play it. Yeah, it's got great action, galactic western type movie. It's you're watching this character go from a humble guy who's trying to get somewhere to the cocky, swashbuckling Harrison Ford that we remember. This movie, though, John, it's solid. I would even say it's competent. But it's not one of the greatest Star Wars movies ever. It's definitely a summer popcorn film that you just go enjoy yourself for a couple hours and get out of there.
All right. So, and it's directed by Ron Howard. So you put his name on anything, and it's like, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I love Ron Howard. But here's the thing. When they put Ron Howard onto this film, he was replacing the two directors that were originally on this film. So what it did, especially in the Twittersphere, was it got people talking and wondering, what's the problem? Why do they need to have Ron Howard come in here and save this day? So it wasn't necessarily a positive for those Star Wars fans, but it started to raise red flags and question marks. So, I mean, you've got a movie that's opening in 4,381 theaters. John, that's the largest opening in May ever. So the movie has high expectations, and it's going to do good. But it's going to be up to you to see if whether, you know, is this really one of my favorite films, or is it just a film that it was a great movie to go watch and had a good time.
Well, it's definitely got a built-in following, to say the least. John, appreciate it as always.
Thanks, John.
Have a great weekend. John Mowat, our man at the movies, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. And now, the top five at the box office going in, breaking in at number five. Life of the Party is at number four. Book Club at three. Avengers Infinity War has dropped down to the second place, replaced by Deadpool 2. It'll be interesting to see where Star Wars lines up in the list come Monday morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.